same time. You and I both know that holding on can take a while.
All right. Let me pray about our topic at hand, and then we'll get started. Lord, this topic is not so easy for me to talk about because I'm naturally sort of the opposite. I'm not a unifier, and I don't know how to lead in unity. I don't know how to organize unity, so maybe that's where the bottom needs to be anyway, because this is not a work from human hands. This is your work. And it's the one thing that only you can do. And I pray that we would base our understanding of unity on your word today. But my words can be jumbled and untamed and sporadic. And so I pray that you use me and speak through me. This is what you can do. This is what only you can do. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So, we're going to talk about unity. Yay! From a little bit from the church perspective, but mainly as a mom. And you'll see how the two connect, church-wise and mom-wise. And maybe there'll be some... Sorry, still sick. Maybe there'll be a little more clarity. Maybe you'll be encouraged. I'm hoping by the end of this, you're going to be encouraged. Now, first, you got to start off with the bad news. The American church is horrible with unity. But let me say that the main problem here is that we have not sought for unity, but then we do the opposite of what it takes for unity. So in our minds, we're like, more things that we can align ourselves to. So we got this long list of things, and that'll unify us. Well, it's really just kind of dogmas and personal preferences, like what version of the Bible, what our order of services, what our services look like, what kind of music. None of those things are all fine, but we make those things unifiers when the one thing that is unifying is our belief that Christ came, took our punishment for sin, died, and rose again, claiming victory over sin and death. And when we take that on, when we believe, in other words, and we turn away, there's an aspect of not just saying a prayer. I said these words. There's an aspect of I'm done with the old me. And I'm taking what you have to offer. Every single person in Scripture who came to Christ had something to leave behind. And you saw the marked difference with those that were blind, those with a lame, issue of blood, all of this stuff, even the woman at the well. There was an old aspect of their life that was being left. And you could picture it with your eyes because they were obvious things, but it's not any different for you. So it's not just a matter of I said these words one time. You turn away from the old because he has come that we might have life. We might have it more abundantly. So I want to go to Romans 16, Paul. He's, in my viewpoint, in the little commentaries that I read a little bit, there's two things happening here. He is greeting people, and he's also asking them to greet people that he's introducing to them. People are coming from everywhere. And not only is this way different from the MO that the American church operates by, we are not just embracing any old person off the, where'd you come from and what church was that? And you think you're going to be a leader? That's no. We have ropes that people go through, and some of that's wise. Recently an album came out by Kanye, and it's Jesus, and the album's called Jesus is Lord. I listened to a little bit of it. But, and I'm not going to say a lot because I cannot claim to be a fan. the stuff that he wrote before, I could not listen to more than 15 seconds of it. And so I'm not, you know, I'm jumping on the train late. And so I don't see the whole metamorphosis. And I am hoping and praying that it is a change from death to life. And I have no reason to doubt it, okay? Not yet. There is an aspect of growth that needs to take place before somebody leads, obviously. But Paul is commending, and this is the case with Kanye too, he needs to grow before everybody's jumping on his church, you know? So anyway, but Paul is giving recommendation for these people that were leaders someplace else. And he is expecting this church to embrace them. This is leagues different. Leagues different than a divided, cornered off church. Modus operandi. This is our group. This is what we believe. That's your group. This is what you believe. And no way in HE double hockey sticks are we unifying. Because you don't have this preference and that preference and that preference and that preference. First of all, we won't even concede that's a preference. That music is not outlined in scripture as to what is passable and what isn't. We might have ideas and we don't need to condemn one group or the other, but here's the thing. We will never unify. And this is what Paul is aiming at. Unity. Verse 17. Of chapter 16. Romans chapter 16. And now one more appeal. My dear brothers and sisters. Watch out for people who cause divisions. I'm sending you all these people. I'm greeting all these people. I am one with all of these people. And what is the way that he is one with all these people? What is the final, only way we are unified with that church in China that's underground? Well, you don't have the same zip code. You don't have the same parents. You don't have the same relatives. You don't have the same church preferences. You don't have the same set up, the order of service. You don't have the same music. Obviously, it's in Chinese. And you are unified with them. What is that way? What is that way? Christ crucified. Paul says, I preach Christ crucified. Why am I going into this? Because when we work it out into practice, when we don't even realize, we take the reins. We're sometimes not even aimed at unity, but the church starts to operate sans Holy Spirit. In order for us to unify, we need to do the opposite of what we've been doing. And this is the scary thing. Because there is so much pressure to draw lines. Nope, you don't do that? Nope. You don't believe that? Nope. You don't have that version of the Bible? No. There's so much, and you are seen as a bad parent. As a bad shepherd. If you don't make it more than Christ crucified. You must believe in nothing over there. No, because here's the thing. It is a given that it's God's word that changes lives. If you are sent, if God is leading you to go speak at that church that you would never go to, as far as a personal preference, and that church would have the power to change you in one service from speaking God's word to not speaking God's word, there is something else you are standing on than the work done in Jesus Christ, in Christ alone. It might be that the way you're leading your kids has got nothing to do with the Holy Spirit. If the outside world, remember, it's not what's from the outside coming in that defiles us. It's what comes from the inside going out that defiles us. If we cannot be strong enough to unify, and that's what it is. We need to do the opposite. Instead of trying to keep that out and that out and that out, we get stronger inside. We seek his face more. We cleanse ourselves by the word of God more. We trust him more. And moms, it is not your rules that will sanctify your children. I'll repeat it. It is not your rules, your preferences, and I think you should have rules in your house. Come on. Oh my goodness, I hate chaos. I have low tolerance for chaos. They start fighting and stuff, I'm like, you want to go outside? Take that someplace else. Separate till you get this figured out. Get back together. You have rules. But your rules will not sanctify your children. And we've got that really confused. Your preferences, this music or that music or that way of doing things, that way of doing things, this will not sanctify your children. We have kids getting raised with a plethora of rules only to grow up and go off the rails because that did not sanctify them. Towing the line doesn't sanctify people. Walking with Christ, eyes on Christ, cleansed by his word. And listen to this. Romans 13:8, a couple chapters before. If you love your neighbor, you will fulfill the requirements of the law. What? That's what you need to be focused on with your kids. Oh, they did that thing to you. Well, retaliation is not the solution. Staying away from them is not the solution. This work can only be done by the Holy Spirit. And there's one thing that we overlook when it comes to being a parent. We think it's all on us to raise good kids. And yet, that is not how we grow at all. We're still growing. What is it that sharpens us? What is it that pushes us on to the things of the Lord? What is it that causes us to move forward? The body of Christ. This unity that Paul's talking about. Yes, there is nothing else like the body of Christ that is going to cause your kids to grow. They are our first responsibility, but there is nothing. And if you're part of this body, you are their brother and sister in Christ first. For you're ever their parent. This is why it's so important not to do all this dividing. Not to run from false flags. Anything motivated out of fear is carnal. So if you're going to the church that is afraid of every other church and they've got all these rules that they follow and this list of things they do and do not do because they're afraid this might happen, it's carnal. Fear is carnal. Fear of the Lord is different. Operating by fear is completely carnal. Why? Where's my verse? For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. And that's what we are leaning on. Our sanctification will yield unity in the body. Our strength in the spirit will yield unity in the body. We will be able to go anywhere, invite anyone, bring anyone in, because we are greater than that evil prince that's in the world. In Christ Jesus. Now, we're going to talk a little bit tomorrow about, well, what does that mean? Do we protect our kids from nothing? You know, we just throw them out to the wolves? Paul talks about how we are to concede certain liberties when it comes to people that are not so strong in that area. It's legit. But, and I won't, you know, spoil it too much, but there is a forward movement that is implied here. And so, yeah, so we'll talk about that. And we will peace out right now. I hope that made sense. Anyway.
Faith is alive.